Yes, this is Dr. Inigo. I'm calling because I need to continue a dictation for a claimant by the name of Daniel Iracheta Hernandez. I dictated part of it, and then the electricity went out, so I want to continue with the physical examination. Could you drop down to general? This is a 57-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild, is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, but appeared to be mildly depressed in his mood. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with mildly formation cataract on both eyes. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, other lesions were noted. The claimant does have a few missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally reactive, round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to the neck area after the last sentence? There is a 4-centimeter left horizontal scar where a cervical fusion and discectomy was performed, which appears to be well healed. Could you please drop down to after abdomen? There is a 2-centimeter vertical scar of the lumbar sacral back area where a possible laminectomy was performed in that area. The claimant is not sure what kind of surgery he had. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me. His speech was fairly fluent, but his mood was depressed for the time, and there were times when he was crying. He did have clear thought processes, but his memory was poor. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The last paragraph. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own with moderate difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological, grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12. Were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine indexer's finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, which was corrected with a cervical fusion and a lumbar sacral back laminectomy. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to anxiety and depression. Probable diagnoses: spinal injury of the cervical spine and lumbar sacral back area, which has been corrected with surgery. Fairly normal physical exam, except for some mild pain noted in the C-spine and lumbar sacral back area. Number two, hypertension being treated. Blood pressure was 149 over 83 mmHg, which is normal. Number three, hypercholesterolemia being treated at this time appears to be very well controlled. Number four, diabetes mellitus type 2 being treated. Last hemoglobin A1c was 5.6, indicating he is very well controlled. Number five, depression / anxiety - mild. Is not being treated at this time, but the claimant appears to be adjusting to his condition. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Daniel Irachera Hernandez.